The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand, so count on Walgreens for 24/7 expert pharmacy advice and savings right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. The president's new budget cuts military spending, and like any spending cut, that means cutting people. In this case, tens of thousands of soldiers who will now try to join the workforce. The recruiters promise you that your skills will be in demand when you get out.
You'll work long hours using Army job skills that can help you transition from the military to the civilian employment sector.
But the reality is sometimes very different.
The lack of opportunity. The lack of meaningful opportunity.
More after this from Charlie. Jim Reed spent 27 years in the Army, 9 combat deployments. So when he retired, as he told CBS's Mark Strassman, he figured he'd had no trouble finding a pretty good civilian job.
I'm a nurse anesthetist, so easily transferable skill, something that hospitals use every day throughout the country.
In 3 years, he's been laid off twice from healthcare jobs, which you'd think would be in demand.
Then it kind of made me question, you know, myself a little bit.
The 90,000 servicemen and women who will probably lose their jobs to budget cuts will enter an economy where the unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans is 7.9%.
To you, it stings that the same men and women who went to war for this country came home and now their country could be laying them off.
Yes, absolutely.
Colonel Reed does have a job now. Soldier never gives up, after all. But the commute is 2.5 hours. There's a reason why Congress is reluctant to cut military spending, even when it doesn't hurt national security. Those defense jobs are good, secure jobs that don't necessarily require college, the type of jobs that in this economy, the private sector still seems to have trouble providing. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.